This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we're back at 8:40. It is now time for our Spotlight segment on Long Island. Well, the LI Double R offers some fair discounts. We'll talk about that with the state senator, Todd Kaminsky of the 9th Senatorial District. Nice enough to join us. Haven't spoken to him in a while. Senator, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you, busy time, session ending, the LI Double R stuff, a busy, busy agenda, I am sure. But just moments ago, we had heard from the railroad, apparently offering fair discounts, averaging about 25%. For the customers willing to commute to and from Brooklyn or Queens, Senator Kaminsky, I would imagine we had heard reports maybe 15%. I'm happy to see 25% here.
Yeah, look, I think this is definitely good news, and I think it's the first real sign that riders have seen in a long time that people understand that they're not being treated with dignity and respect. I find with riders sometimes, including myself and my family, that it's some of the small indignities that really get to people, not being able to get a seat, getting shoved around, but bigger things too, getting to work an hour late. People don't tolerate that.
No.
And being told by the railroad, hey, just work at home. A lot of people don't have that luxury. So to have to pay $300 a month, like my constituents do from Long Beach and Oceanside and lots of other places on the South Shore, was really a smack in the face. So this at least is the railroad realizing that people, you know, need to get treated with dignity and respect and need to be able to survive. And this money will certainly help them do that.
Senator, I know the governor made a stand yesterday, but certainly one can make the case, you know, it's not all about the dollars and cents here. As you mentioned, it's about the service. You know, people just want to get to and from on time, home, have dinner with the kids, the family, the whole nine yards. And certainly the last couple of months have been somewhat altered based on some situations, thus altering many a plan for many. So in essence, the real problem, maybe the manager over at Penn Station, maybe a change needed. What do you think about this whole thing with Amtrak and everything else? Listen, fair discounts, great, but still, does that really change the bigger problem?
Yeah, so I have heard from hundreds at this point of constituents, whether they're at Penn Station in just a total claustrophobic, crowded nightmare. I've had constituents call me from the bathrooms of trains where they have to sit or stand with no seats. I have one constituent tell me she stops drinking water after lunch at her office in the city because she doesn't know whether she'll have access to a bathroom from start to finish on her commute going home. And then lots of people have talked to me about repercussions at work from being late in the mornings and missing family events on the other end. So it's been really, really terrible. And I've certainly said that Amtrak's maintenance and operations of Penn Station need to be called into question. And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that they represent only about 8 to 10% of the riders a day. The Long Island Railroad has over half of that, over half of the riders. So why is the operator who has the fewest riders taking care of Penn Station, the busiest transit hub in America? And so looking into how that is run is something that I've called for, that the governor has called for, and you know, bringing in somebody, whether it's a public-private partnership or the MTA, to have a greater say in that, I think is certainly appropriate. But what we have to remember is right now we're all focused on the railroad because we're in a crisis situation.
No question.
And this is what happens when you don't focus on it all those other times. So what we need to be vigilant about is after the summer, when all hands are on deck and they're going to do these emergency repairs of only one little part of the station, right? We're not even talking about East River tunnels or the signal systems at Penn Station. We're talking about this one little track area. Are we going to have the resolve to stick to it, to put the necessary funds into place, to have the necessary attention, to devote the manpower? You know, everyone wants to jump to the next new cool project, but we see that Penn Station is the linchpin of so much of our region's transportation system. We cannot just be focused on it now and then after Labor Day go back to business as usual. We have to have a maintained focus on Penn Station, and if Amtrak is not willing to do that, then somebody else better. But I'm hoping that everybody will step up to the plate and come up with a way to, you know, have upgrade in maintenance and continued maintenance so that we're never in this situation again.
And let's face it, I mean, Amtrak just has way too many properties to keep in direct contact with. So really a priority as far as Penn Station, who knows what it is. But certainly you go back to comments Wick Moorman has made regarding the fiasco at NJ Transit with the tracks there. Could have been a Hoboken disaster of way back. Fortunately, it wasn't. But he even admitted that the inspections have been lacking there. Even comments like that should mean just either an automatic takeover from the MTA or some federal regulation as far as a takeover is concerned.
Yeah, well, that's an important point because I think it would take federal legislation to do that. So, I'm open to exploring all of that and pushing for all of that. Clearly, you don't get into the situation right now without some serious mistakes being made and some serious inattention. So, you know, like I said, this summer is going to be really tough for people having to find different ways to get to work and altering their schedules, even trying to stay home. And I think fare reductions will hopefully take the edge off that. And I hope included in that will be the price of the subway ride once people get to their end destinations and have to jump on the subway. So I don't think we know that yet, but we're pushing for that. But like I said, the real key is going to be what do we do after? Are we only going to have so much manpower that we have to choose between East Side Access, which will bring Long Islanders to Grand Central, or Penn Station? Can we do both? What about some of these other gateway projects that will help access from the Jersey side, which will obviously help Long Island by clearing congestion and its own tunnels? There's so many different projects. We need to make sure we have the resources and manpower in place to do them all. But Penn Station, to me, is the linchpin of it all. And the experience both above ground and below ground have to improve dramatically. And, you know, this is a real sad example of government falling down on the job and Amtrak falling down on the job by trying to cram 20 years of maintenance into 2 months. Government's supposed to work best when you fix the traffic light before the car accident, not after. And that's certainly not happening here. And people are really up in arms. I mean, I've never had in my time in government a level of complaints and frustration, obviously rightfully so, like I have now. And people just want to know that people are looking out for them and care and know what they're going through, for starters. And certainly this fare reduction that I've called for and others have called for and the governor has pushed are going to do a little bit to get us toward that. So I'm happy with the news.
And maybe, you know, it was exacerbated just because of that rate hike that took place about 3 months ago, Senator Kaminsky. You had a 6% to 8% rate hike across the board. And I think that only elevated the problem of what people are feeling right now. And the other thing, you know, you mentioned East Side Access. That's all well and good. 15, 20 years down the road, riders right now will probably be, in their sunny Florida homes at that point in time. They only care about the present. That's also an issue that really doesn't concern them at this point in time.
Yeah, East Side Access is supposed to be done by 2020. My best guess after talking to some people working on the project is 2022, 2021. So it's not so far off in the distance. And it actually would do a lot to alleviate the pressure at Penn Station, right? If a good chunk of the riders and trains would normally end up at Penn are now going to Grand Central, that would be tremendous. But we can't sacrifice one project for the other. And that I think a little bit of that has infected the operations for Amtrak and for the people running the railroads. And I think we need to, you know, prioritize Penn Station and try to do it all. And the one thing I'll say about East Side Access is it could really be a game changer, and it is very important. And we have to find a way, you know, we got to find a way to do it all. And when those fare hikes a few months ago came out, I was the first one to say, look, performance has decreased. Why are fares increasing? You know, we need to have some logical nexus or some logical tie between charging more and service. And unfortunately, we've seen an inverse relationship where as service has gotten worse, fares have gone up, and people won't take that and won't accept that. And they're kind of held hostage to doing that because, you know, they don't really have a choice, and it's totally unfair. And they're looking for someone, you know, looking for people to step up and make a case for them. So I think this fare reduction now is acknowledging a little bit of that inequity, and I think people will appreciate it.
And especially when you have the heads of state stating the reason for the hikes, you know, to pay for the overtime and the workers and everything else, you know, people don't care about that. People want to, you know, they pay top dollar right now. They want to just get to work and back in a timely fashion. Now, here's the thing. Before we let you go, obviously, LIRR main topic of conversation. Obviously, we have a legislative session ending tomorrow, first day of summer. And is there any surprises you see, Senator Kaminsky, down the pike here that we don't, that could come to fruition, and, you know, whether it be ride hailing or something, you know, the situation? I tell you, one that really irks me is this whole thing on the sex offender registry. We have seen so many delays trying to expand 20 to 30 year here. People coming off the registry, it's a big problem as of January 1. Major problem there. I mean, are we going to see anything by session ending tomorrow, in essence, that will signify something new here?
No, unfortunately, we won't. Both houses are unable to get together on that, which, you know, I used to be a former prosecutor that would periodically work on sex crime cases, and it is very disturbing. And I have police officers telling me that they know sex offenders in given situations who live in close proximity to areas you want them to live near, but right now there aren't really strict laws in place to deal with that. So we have to find a more comprehensive approach. Unfortunately, this year was unable to get done. One bill, though, that I am watching very closely and really pushing for is a bill that would help first responders. A lot of police officers on Long Island, whether they're Nassau cops or Suffolk cops or Village cops, used to work at NYPD and went down and responded to the pile after 9/11, doing some of the most courageous work. And now they're getting sick. But when they go to their current jobs, they can't get line of duty benefits, which is another way of saying sick time, because they weren't at their current job when they got sick. And because they weren't no longer in the NYPD either, they can't really go back there. So they're burning through their sick time dealing with cancers that have resulted from their work after 9/11. And there is a bill now that would have the state pay for their sick time. And, you know, you can imagine these officers want to stay on the job. They are heroes. They're getting sick, and yet they're, you know, running out of days to take. And this would really go a long way to helping them. It's hopefully going to move in the next day, but it's going to be it's going to be a lot of pushing in order to get that done and a lot of tense waiting, but I'm hopeful that we could do it because it's the least that they deserve.
All righty. Pleasure to have you here. Senator Todd Kaminsky representing the District number 9, and hopefully some good things will happen by legislative session ending tomorrow. Hopefully some very important stuff, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Senator Todd Kaminsky checking in there at 8:53. Short break. Come right back.